April 9. We drive 1 hour from our city called Shenzhen in China, mainland China. 1 hour drive from our home to Hong Kong airport. Then about 15 hours from Hong Kong to Dallas. Then 4 hours from Dallas to Springfield. Then drive 1.5 hours to Branson. We have joined the Branson Conference. Then from Branson, we drive to Springfield and fly 4 hours from Springfield to Dallas. And from Dallas, we fly to New York. We have been speak at New York, a Chinese Christian church there. And from New York, we drive to Washington, D.C. And from Washington, D.C., we drive 7 hours to Niagara Falls. We're sharing Jesus Christ at Monday, Tuesday evening at Destiny Christian Church. And then today we drive 1 hour to come here. This is our so far.
Come on. So who would you like to come up first?
Our pastor.
Okay. I want you to give the pastor.
现在邀请我们的牧师先给我们做一个介绍和分享。
He has come farther than anyone has ever come to speak here. I want you to stand to your feet, honor this man of God, welcome him.
请大家起立，向韩牧师表示敬意。站到起。对，站到这里，你说非常啊。站在这里，站在这里。
在主的爱中问候各位同工弟兄姐妹平安。
In the love of Jesus Christ, it's a great honor to be here to see our brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ.
非常感恩，也非常荣幸，我们这一次基督教深圳堂姐妹团契的同工能够来到我们尼加拉。来到我们这里的那个叫做什么
City Church
巴塔维亚这个教会
It's a great honor for me to be here with our Shenzhen Christian Church. In our church we have many ministries. Here the team is women's ministry. We have been invited by World Mission Alliance in Branson for more than 10 years. Finally, we came.
神的爱很伟大，主的恩很丰富。
Our God is a God of universe, a almighty God.
虽然我们来的是很遥远。
We came from far away flight many hours.
虽然在这个地方很冷。
The area, the weather is cold.
虽然我们素不相识
and we never met know each other,
但因为我们有耶稣基督是我们的主
but by the blood of Jesus we are the same family, we are the brothers and sisters,
有上帝为我们的天父
so we have the same father, our heavenly father,
所以我们来到这里好像来到家一样感到格外的温暖
So even the cold weather, but our heart is so warm here because we see our brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ.
格外亲切，也格外感恩。
So we feel it's being home.
那我也代表深圳教会啊，向我们这里的同工同道在主里问安。
介绍深圳教会，现在介绍深圳教会啊。
还有这个马丁牧师呢，刚刚从古巴回来，哦，这个热情的接待我们。
I'm so grateful to meet Pastor Martin. He came back from Cuba last night. His hard working spirit of hard working for the Lord really inspired us.
我们很感动，也很感恩。那么我介绍一下这个深，我们是来自中国深圳。深圳是一个改革开放的特区，是一个年轻的城市。
We came from mainland China, Shenzhen. Shenzhen is a totally new city. It's just start from about 30 years. It's totally new city, but very huge.
深圳这个城市呢，现在是35岁。
This city just started 35 years.
它的人口大约有1500万。
But the population is 15 million.
在这个城市当中呢，若是我们现在教会，大约也是35间，已经是有登记的35间教堂。
In this city, we have a registered church. There are 35 registered church.
按照这个改革开放以后呢，深圳的教堂呢，就好像是一年有一间新的教堂成立。
So it seems each year has a new registered church.
那么我们这一次来的，我们是基督教深圳堂。
We came. Our church is called Shenzhen Christian Church.
我们这个教堂呢，我看到你们这教堂也很大。我们的教堂呢是比较高，比教堂高，可能内部没有这么大。然后我们这新的这个教堂，一场呢可以坐这个2500人。
Our church is start in 1840 by a missionary from German missionary. He's working there for more than 100 years. But now the congregation of our church is about 7,000. We have three service. Well, we have four services on Sunday. Each service we have about 2,500 congregations people.
在我们教会呢，礼拜天有四场主日崇拜。
We have four services on Sunday. One Sunday have four services.
三场是用中国话，一场是用英文。
And three services we preach in Chinese. And one service we preach, we have an American pastor preaching there in English service.
作为英文讲道呢，我们教会还没有这样人才。是邀请了香港教会这个美国的牧师在我们那边分享。
So a pastor, an American pastor from Hong Kong is in our English service.
在我们教会，这个现在呢是有，用
就介绍团契。
我们教会呢现在这个有八个团契，一个是有这个查经的聚会，有姐妹团契。有潮商化的聚会，有工商团契，有加拿团契，还有青年团契，还有少年团契，还有大学生团契。
And we have many, we have eight ministries. Here with us is a women's ministry.
我们教会一年有三期的洗礼。三期的洗礼呢，大概是700来人左右。
And every year there are about 700 people baptized into Jesus Christ.
那么我们跟四啊，感谢主啊，我们这一次能够来到美国啊，是因为这个世界布道联盟查理海伦啊，查理牧师还有海伦他们跟常。经常跟我们有接触。
World Mission Alliance in Branson, they have bring teams to our church in 1999. We have a good relationship for about 20 years.
因为他们这机构呢，开始的时候呢，是支持深圳教会保安堂的建堂事工。
好，可以简短一点了，可以简短一点了。They have been to China, bring teams come to China.
那他们后来呢？他们主要是宣教的事工，所以经常是有同工还有信徒到中国去，也到深圳来。他们一来深圳的时候呢，常有参加我们姐妹团契的聚会。
Every time when World Mission Alliance bring the teams from United States to our city, they will come to our church. And sharing their testimony and encourage our our people, our congregation, and the team work with them is our women's ministry.
他们的宣教呢很得力，见证很美好。
And their coming has encouraged us.
有的是病得到医治的。
And some of the team members, they have a very strong testimony.
有的是在吸毒当中生命的改变的。
And they have very strong life-changing testimony too.
有时在不想活下去的时候呢，因着见到主，对生命的充满了盼望的。
And their testimony has different situation. They have faith on Jesus, and the word of God changed their life.
所以他们的见证呢，很吸引我们。
And the World Mission Alliance, they're coming to China, communicate with us, encourage each other.
他们常召呢，我们姐妹团契来。姐妹团契，我们的这个团长，这个李明月啊，这姐妹团契现在呢，大概是有300多人。
Our women's ministry is a gathering of mothers and grandmothers. They gathering at our church every Wednesday morning. There are about 300 and 400 mothers together. Our team member is Li Mingyue, please stand up. She's the team leader of the 300 women.
对，她是我们姐妹团契的这个副职同工。那么我们是每个礼拜三这个姐妹团契的聚会，我们有圣经的分享，我们有小组的啊，有圣经的学习，有小组的分享，也有见证的分享。
Every Wednesday, the mothers and grandmothers they meet together. First, they will read the Bible, read the Word of God, preaching God's Word. They have worship and they have a prayer meeting, and the mother is the most important person in the family. So they sharing how to educate, how to support their husband. So here we come, the team is women's ministry.
特别是听了世界布道联盟啊，他们的美好见证之后，我们有很多的姐妹们都想加入世界布道联盟的行列。今天我们也参加了。
So it's very important in our church is the women's ministry. They have been working with the World Mission Alliance many years, and they have been invited to USA. So here comes is the team of mothers. 把时间交给他们，把时间交给姐妹团系的。
那好，这个感谢主，我也希望这个我们是巴塔维亚教会啊。刚才有一个小朋友，他说他希望到中国来，我也希望我们的同工同道有机会到中国观光美丽的河山，到中国跟这个教会有美好的交流和分享，欢迎大家的到来。
Now I will give time to our most important women's ministry and welcome all our brothers and sisters. You have time. If God calls you, welcome to China, to our church.
谢谢大家。
You have family
上帝祝福大家。
In China. 好，非常好。Now we have our mothers and sisters and from this church, they were sharing their personal story, how they became a Christian. 大姐，this coming sister, she's a coach in police college. She's training young men, women to be a police. 我介绍你是教警察的，你要说你是很骄傲。要介绍一点点这个 ，OK，
兄弟姐妹平安。
It's a great honor to meet our brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ.
非常高兴，也非常感恩，感谢主给我这个机会。我是真是没有想到过的啊，能到美国来。 在这个几个教会了啊，为主做见证，我感到很荣幸，也感到很幸福。
It's a great honor for me to come to USA to sharing God's love for me with our brothers and sisters. I never dreamed about this.
我已经退休七年了，离开这个讲台已经七年了。我实在是没有想到，真是很感恩，感谢主。我还有机会又重新走到讲台上，而且这个讲台的意义更加深远啊，不是在授课，而是在为我们的主做见证。
I was a teacher and a coach in Perlis College. I teach young men, the women, training them to be a policeman. I have been retired for 7 years. I never dreamed that I could come to speak again.
我是出生在一个无神论的家庭。
I was born in an atheist family, very strong army, official, high official family.
我们那个生活环境和工作环境，都是在一个无神论的环境中。
Those times we call ourselves an atheist. We trust ourselves. We working hard, study hard. We just depend on our own effort.
从前的我呢，非常的骄傲。因为呢，我觉得好像一切的事情都是通过我自己的努力和奋斗，我的这个工作成绩很好，也很得到这个上司的这个赞赏。
I was very successful in my career, and all my thinking is if I work hard to be good, and I will get all. I can handle everything. I was so strong and so proud.
直到这个2004年，我去体检的时候呢，发现了这个乳腺癌。
But in 2004 years, I was find out I had cancer.
就这个时候呢，非常的恐惧和这个无助啊。这个时候呢，就有这个姐妹把这个福音传给了我。
I was so.Scared. This cancer makes me really humbled. At those times, I feel helpless. I cannot help myself at that time. And at that time, some people came to hospital. She's my friend, and she told me about the love of God and Jesus Christ.
由于我那个工作和生活的环境呢，就没有一个很好的那个灵修和学习的。这个信仰的环境。
All people around me are not Christians, but my friend gave me a book. The book is The Streams in the Desert.
就是这个灵性成长的很慢。然后到了这个三年以后，去复查身体复查的时候，发现这个肝部呢又有一个占有性的病变。
I started to read this book, but I do not really know how to rely on God. I'm just read a little bit. And after 3 years, the doctor said my liver has found something.
这个时候呢，这个医生呢都认为呢，我这个是乳腺癌这个癌细胞的转移。
And the doctor, three hospital checked and said, that's the spread of my breast cancer to my liver.
也专门去照了一个 PET CT, 确实证实了，就是当时在我们广东省三个大医院的专家呢，都已经确定说这个是，他不敢说是癌，他说是转移瘤。
And I have been checked at three very famous experts and doctors and the hospital, they all have these conclusions. It must be the spread of the cancer.
这个时候呢，我们深圳的这姐妹团契的姐妹们，都为我做祷告。我那时候也学会了祷告，还有读这个赞美诗。
Those time I have already met those girls. they start praying for me, and they gave me a Holy Bible. I start read the Bible.
当时我手术的时候，我们这个姊妹团契的姐妹们，像刚刚介绍的这个林明月团长，还有我们这玉敏啊，很多姐妹我连名字都叫不出来的，我都没有见到他们，他们都在手术室为我祷告，手术室门口为我祷告。
So the doctor said my liver must have operation. So before the operation, all these sisters they praying for me.
这个手术三天以后呢，医生告诉我听，这个病灶拿去活检以后呢，说是良性的。
Praise God! After the operation, the doctor said, "It's not cancer; it's just a tumor."
非常的感恩了，哈利路亚。
Praise God! I know God answered the prayer.
所以这个每当我念这个赞美诗，念到103篇。103啊，这个一到五节的时候呢，我都这个深有感触。这个圣经上这个赞美诗上面讲到，我的心呢，你要赞美耶和华，不可忘记他的一切的恩惠，他赦免你一切罪孽，医治你一切疾病，救你的命脱离死亡，赐美物使你所愿的得以知足，使你如因返老还童。
In Psalm 103, chapter, verse 1 to 5, Psalm says, Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your disease? Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion? Who sent his face your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. I experience the word of God. It is true. Amen.
Hallelujah. 感谢主。每当读到这一个诗篇这一节，我都由衷的感觉到，我们信的这个主，信的耶稣，是又真又活的。
So, whenever I read these psalms, I Amen with my heart. So yes, Jesus is the living God.
我们信的耶稣是又真又活、今在永在的神。
好，那你唱歌了吧？
还没有，
还没有哈。
这个非常感恩。所以呢，我这个病从2004年到现在呢，已经过去14年了。我现在身体非常健康。
From 2004 till now, 14 years passed.I have been totally healed from the cancer.
Hallelujah, 感谢主。
Praise God.
现在我想为大家唱一首歌。这首歌的歌名呢叫做愿主崇高。歌词大概是你就翻译一下。
I'm going to sing to the Lord, Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth.
谢谢你，我要在列邦中歌颂你，你的慈爱到极处天，你的心事上大穹苍，你的慈爱到极处天，你的心事上大穹苍。
This sister, she has led her whole family to the Lord. This one is her niece. And that one is her youngest sister. She prayed to the Lord, says her prayer to the Lord, Lord, help me and lead me to sharing my testimony. May my word and please you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
大家晚上好。然后，中国有句俗话说，唱的总比说的好。我没有我 auntie 我姨妈的这个恩赐，所以的话呢，我还是选择说，因为如果我唱的话，你们会很痛苦的。
My auntie sharing her testimony and she singing is very good. I'm sorry, I cannot sing, but.
很高兴来到这里和大家的话呢见面。然后呢，虽然我们有着不一样的肤色、不一样的样貌和不一样的语言，但是的话呢，我们都是天父的孩子。在主内的话呢，我们都是弟兄姐妹。所以见到各位的话呢，我感觉到很亲切。
It's a great honor for me to be here to share my testimony. Even we have a different language. We have different color, like different country. But by the blood of Jesus, we are all God's children. We have the same Heavenly Father.
Thank you. 真的很荣幸能够在这边和大家分享我的见证。唯一很遗憾的是，我读书的时候英文没有学好，所以我很我不能用英文跟大家做见证。但是我希望。我答应大家回去之后好好学习英文。希望下一次的话，我能用流利的美式英语和大家做见证。
I feel so sorry that I did not study English well when I was in college. I will go back home to study English next time if the Lord give me opportunity. I will speak in English.
OK， 我要现在开始做见证了。然后我是来自一个来自中国一个既特别又普通的一个家庭，我们是那个中国就是独生子女的一代，也就是在国家政策下的话呢，我是父母的独生子女，我的父母只有我一个孩子。
I was born in a family that under the policy of China is one child policy, so I am the only child in the family.
我得到父母很多的爱，父母是我人生中最重要的人。
My parents love me very much. They are very important in my heart.
我们常说一人信主，全家蒙福。很感恩我妈妈在12年前的话呢，就信了主，然后也把这个福音传给了我。我很高兴得到了这世间最好的财富。哈利路亚。
My auntie led my mother to the Lord 12 years ago, and my mother led me to the Lord too.
Okay, thank you. 十年前的话呢，我和我的丈夫结了婚，然后的话呢，他成为了跟我父母在我生命中成为了他和我父母同样重要的人。
I was married 10 years ago, and my husband is also very important in my life.
很感谢主，我们的感情很好，我们十分相爱。
We love each other.
但是灾祸的话呢，总是在平淡的时候，就是措不及防的会突如其来。在过去的十几年中的话呢，我经历了许多风雨。
But tonight, I really want to sharing with you is even we are children of God, our life will go through sufferings and difficulties. In the past 12 years, I experienced many, many life storms.
首先的话，刚刚你们也听到了我姨妈的见证，然后我姨妈和我妈妈都相继得了癌症，然后我妈妈得的是结肠癌。
My auntie sharing her testimony that she got cancer. It seems cancer spread in my family. My mother got cancer too. It's colon cancer.
当时确诊的话已经是中晚期了。手术之后的话，医生说，最多只有半年时间。
After the operation, my mother, was told by the doctor, you only have half year time to live.
接踵而来的是我爸爸又确诊为肝癌。
Then the cancer spread to my father. My father got liver cancer.
然后接受了手术，然后又复发，手术之后又复发，然后就在肝部已经做了三次的手术。
My dad has three times operation.
然后没多久的话呢，我爹地他又确诊为是鼻咽癌 ，double。
好，可以带你老公了。
OK 好。然后在我爸爸治疗不久之后的话呢，我的丈夫也确诊了鼻咽癌。
And when my dad is on the hospital, 1 year later, my husband got cancer too.
他十分年轻，他也之前也很健康。他是我姨妈的学生，也是一名警察。他确诊的时候只有35岁。
My husband was very healthy before. He's a police. He's a student of my aunt.When he was find cancer, he only 35 years old.
我当时辞去了工作，然后辞去了一个很不错的工作，是上市企业的上市企业里面我是一个当时是最年轻的一个高管，然后我必须要辞掉工作，陪我的丈夫到另外一个城市去接受治疗。
I was working in a very famous company and have a very high.position in the company and make a lot of money, but because my husband as my family situation, I have to quit my career and to taking care of them.
我陪伴他，就是经过两个月十分痛苦的治疗，然后的话呢，我十分心疼，因为我们感情很好，他从一个很胖的人变成了一个很瘦的人，而且十分多的副作用。
I go through the sufferings with my husband. He experienced a lot of chemotherapy and radiotherapy. Very terrible sufferings.
不过很感恩，他们都得到了医治，然后而且到现在他们都很健康。然后我妈妈做完手术到现在已经有12年了，哈利路亚。
But praise God, even go through sufferings, the Lord's grace is abundant. My mother, the doctor said she only had 6 months time to live, but it's already 12 years. She's still very healthy. Praise God.
在这里的话，我想引用一段经文，诗篇23篇第四节。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的杆都安慰我。哈利路亚。
So I really experienced the Psalm 23:4. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
正当一切都慢慢变好的时候，我却不好了，因为我的心里出现了很严重的问题，可能是由于经历了太多这种疾病的困扰。
My husband has been healed too. He has been healed from his cancer. Everything seems going better and better, but I had a problem. After go through all my family members, those cancers, I was in deep fear.
我开始变得焦虑、抑郁。然后总是担心自己身体出现问题，我头晕，我会认为我得老癌了；我胃痛，我会觉得我得胃癌了；我腹痛，我就觉得我会得肠癌了，等等等等。
Maybe because my family members their cancer, I have the fear that the cancer will spread to me. So whenever I had headache, I think this is brain cancer. When I leg hurt, I say the leg cancer. So I have this fear overcome to me.
我终日惶恐，直到距离来美国之行的前一个月，我 已经到了生活不能再正常生活的这样子的一个地步。在我尚存一丝理智的时候，我请求我家人陪伴我到医院去接受了治疗。
So I was in deep depression and anxiety. On last month, on March, I cannot have a normal life. So I have to go to hospital to take electrical therapy and take some medicine.
我到了医院之后，医生的检测，由于长期的失眠，导致我的脑部供血不足，以及在抑郁和焦虑这方面的已经到达了一个严重的程度。
So the doctor said because the long time worry and cannot sleep well, so her brain has in a very difficult situation.
医生说我这种情况的话是需要接受电击的疗法以及长期的服用药物。
So the doctor gave her electrical therapy and long time medicine.
我接受了一个疗程的电击治疗，以及药物治疗，然后这个症状得以缓解。
After the medicines, it seems getting some kind of thing getting better.
但是的话呢，副作用也影响，也极大的影响了我。我经常会出现头晕，以及脑袋想的嘴巴说不出来，我不能够张开我的嘴巴，我甚至一天不能说话。
But the side effect is more worse. I cannot express what I'm thinking. The whole day I cannot speak.
就在这个时候，我想我不能够一直这个状态，我更不能够以这种状态来美国之行。
So I think this side effect is much worse.
所以我决定停止了所有的治疗和药物。
So I decided, I make a decision, I stop all the medicine, only rely on God's word.
这个过程 ,thank you. 这个过程我很努力，也很痛苦，然后我终于重新拿起了圣经，我开始抄经和读经。
So I start to write from the God's, I write and read and memorize the word of God.
很感恩我的家人和我教会的弟兄姐妹都有在恒切的为我做祷告。
And praise God, our Christian family, our sisters, the prayer support me.
在读经的时候的话，神的话语临到了我，我从里面的话就得到了很大的力量。
I start come to join the ministry.And by reading the word of God, I have strength in my heart.
因为我之前很惭愧，我虽然是信了主，我觉得信了就 OK 了，然后我并没有很好的灵修和学习。
Before I believe in Jesus and I baptized, then I'm a Christian. I did not really eat the word of God.
所以我不知道原来神的话是有大能力的，他医治了我。在此我想分享一段经文。
But after go through these sufferings, I read and meditate the word of God. I find out this is much powerful than anything.
诗篇的91篇1到6节，我
读吗？你读吗？
OK。住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。我要论到耶和华说，你是我避难所，是我的山寨，是我的神，是我所依靠的。他必救你脱离捕老人的网罗和毒害的瘟疫，他必用自己的翎毛遮蔽你，你要投靠他的翅膀底下。他的诚实是大小的盾牌，你必不怕黑夜的惊骇，或白日飞的箭，也不怕黑夜行的瘟疫，或者午间灭人的毒病。
你就分享完了是吧？
最后还有一句，
你说。
OK， 所以就在这里面，我得到了很大的一个力量。然后我们应该刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为无论你往哪里去，耶和华的神都必与你同在。阿门。
阿门。So, I really experienced Psalm 91. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty.I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. This is my experience. God is good, and God's word has a supernatural power to protect you. May God bless all of you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Praise God, gave me opportunity to be here and to share in my testimony how the Lord saved me.
那我就因为时间的关系，我都长话短说哈。我就要从我的婚姻说起。那我是九四年的时候跟我老公结婚，最近大概差不多有二十年。
I was married in 1994.
那我们起初结婚的时候，我们两个呢，可以说是相依为命，相亲相爱这样子，完了互相照顾，彼此互相照顾。那我们这个二人世界，差不多持续了八年之久，我以为这样相爱的日子可以一直这样持续下去。
I was married with my husband. We love each other very much. We dependent on each other very much for about 8 years. I think life should be like this. We will love each other forever.
直到我儿子出生呢，我们是夫妻两个就会全心的照顾孩子。但是我发现我老公他注意力都在我儿子身上，我看儿子都是满脸的喜笑，那看我都是。
But something happened. We have a child. My husband put all his attention on his child. It's my child too. But my husband said, "Oh, this child has my blood. This is my life continue. This is my hope. This is my her husband is not a Christian." So on his hope, his attention is on the child. And my husband said, oh, the wife could be changed, but my life is in this child. It cannot be changed.
那我原来是我老公他是认为孩子是最重要的，是不能替换的，而老婆是可以换的。虽然他不是说想跟我离婚这个意思哈。My
husband does not really mean to divorce me, but his talking like this really hurt me.
在对孩子的抚养和教育上呢，我们也出现了很大的分歧，意见总是不一致。因为我们也只有这一个孩子，因为我们的特殊原因哈，也是只能有一个孩子。And
my husband and I have the disagreement on how to educate this child. My husband almost spoiled this child.
那老公他很多的言语啊，他的行为都让我很生气，而且我们之间是没有办法沟通。那工作和生活呢，就是压抑的，让我压抑的都那种喘不过气来。So
I had a bad relationship with my husband. We are getting hurt each other, fighting each other, quarrel a lot. So I was in a very deep depression.
那时候我母亲她信主已经很多年了，她一直想带我去信主，但是从我们的人生的这个信条来说，我们凡事都是靠自己，我怎么能会去靠别人呢？
Those time, I don't have help from any others, but my mother, she is a Christian. She's trying to tell me, you better go to Christian church.
但是我母亲身上有一点，就是我没办法做到的，就是我父亲，对，会对他发脾气的时候，他不会生气，他真的不会生气。As
a Christian, my mother has a bright shining to me is when My father angry with her. She never quarrel and fighting back. She's quiet.
她说她心里有主。
My mother said, I have the Lord Jesus in my heart. I will not fight with you.
反观我跟我老公呢，我们之间关系就是说，每一句话可能都可以生气的。
And my relationship with my husband is every word he said, I will angry with him.
我真的不知道怎么办才好。这种情绪没有办法发泄，很煎熬。
I don't know what happened to me. My emotions had a terrible problem, but I don't know where is the way out.
那后来心情不好的时候，我就会去教堂去听到。那一到教堂呢，这心就很平静。但是这时候我还不能去信这位主。
So I start to go to Christian church and listen to the preachers. When I was in the church, I have peace in my heart, but I did not decide to really follow in Jesus.
我跟我老公的关系呢，就是依然的就是没有什么没有好转，而且就是越来越疏远，几乎没有什么交流。我不明白为什么会是这样子的。
接着往下说。
那时候我睡觉的时候就是，哎呀，都是很生气的睡，醒来的时候还在生气。每天一睁开眼睛，第一个念头就是，哎呀，我的孩子怎么办？如果让爸爸这样带下去，那孩子，我觉得好好的孩子，我觉得将来他就废了。
So when I was in the church, I listened to the preacher. I have the peace in my heart, but because I did not decide to follow in Jesus. When I went back home, I still had a terrible relationship with my husband. I did not talk with him. So my heart is getting very hard and cold. And I see my husband educate my child. I feel the child has no hope too.
这样状况，我就看不到希望，真的是非常的灰心，非常的沮丧。真的是就是觉得已经绝望了，没有什么希望和盼望了。
Even we had a very good life, we have a nice house and a car, everything, but my heart is emptiness and no meaning of life, no hope.
我就患上了严重的抑郁症，不停的就是自己跟在心里自己跟自己说话，自己跟自己打架。经常坐在家里发呆，就是一个小时，一坐就是一两个小时，不愿意说话，也不愿意见人。
So I was in a very depression, and I don't want to talk to people. I don't want to see anyone. I always puzzled over my mind.
那我对着镜子的时候，我想对自己笑一笑，但是我没有办法笑出来。
I even cannot smile.
那我心里是很苦，但是呢，我这种苦又说不出来。我想哭呢，但是我张开嘴巴的时候，我的喉咙里是发不出声音的，我的眼睛里是没有泪水的。
So my heart is very, very, desperate. I don't know the meaning of life. I can't.See that I'm going to death, and I won't cry. Even I cannot cry out.
心里非常的冷，真的是非常的冷，就像我感觉我就是像，坐在南极的冰川上一样。
接着往下读。接着往下读。接着往下读。不要重复了，你就再重复了，你已经不能控制自己再重复了。往下读。现在就教会的姐妹跟你说
什么？那个我就觉得我已经人生到了尽头，没有路在，我没有，我不知道我的路在哪里，我的出路我已经没有路可走了。
这个时候遇到教会的姐妹
啊，这个时候就是有教会的姐妹就给我就给我拿来圣经，就给我翻到以弗所书五章二十二到二十五节，给我看。圣经上说，你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主，因为丈夫是妻子头，他又是教会全体的救主。
At those times, one of the church member, a sister, talked with me, and I sharing my situation to her. And she opened the Bible verse, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 to 24. It says, you have to obedient and honor your husband, obedient to him like Jesus, like the church obedient to Jesus.
其实听了这个话，我心里是很难过的，因为我觉得我老公他伤我这么深，我真的已经很痛苦了。那个这个姐妹呢，她不帮我说话哈，还要我去顺服我的丈夫。When
the first I heard this Bible verse, I was very angry. I think my husband hurt me too much, not respect me to me. And even God do not stand with me and want me obedient and to respect him. It's very hard for me.
我心里想，我丈夫这里也不对，那里也是错的，我为什么要听他的？我心里很不服气。不重复这里了，然后你说，然后耶稣基督怎么样顺服天父的旨意？我不能明白，就是直到有一天，这个听到牧师讲到，就是讲到耶稣基督顺服天父的旨意，他这样的祷告，他说，我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。耶稣遭遇的是何等的痛苦和羞辱啊！ 而且是要付上生命的代价，主耶稣都顺服了神的旨意。
And my heart was struggled with how to obedient and respect my husband. Struggled many times. And then one day when I went to the church, the pastor preaching how Jesus obedient to Heavenly Father. Jesus prayed that, Lord, if it's your will, if it is possible, please take this cup away, but not my will, your will be done. So when I hear this message, I feel so touched, and the light of the word of God's word into my heart. Obedient is very important.
而我只是因为老公意见与我不同，不说这里了，然后你就说，从那一刻起，你就决定受洗为主。 从那一刻起，我就是我心里就突然就开了，就好像一道光照进了我的里面，我明白了为什么要顺服。From
that moment, the light of the word shining in my heart, I see what is obedient means. I have to deny myself to following the step of Jesus. From that moment, I decided to baptize and following into Jesus.
好，还有一分钟结束了，现在就结束了。感谢。那我就非常的感谢神，真的他是非常奇妙的。当我们接受他的时候，遵循他的教导的时候，他就能一步步的就我的抑郁症也好，就医治了我的抑郁症，而且我老公也在改变，跟我的关系也恢复了。
Praise God, after I make this decision to follow in Jesus, obedient his word to honor my husband, our relationship changed. Step by step, not one day, but step by step, my husband and I, we have good relationship now. Praise God. Thank you. 今天晚上中国弟兄姐妹有美好的见证。
Those testimonies so powerful.
他们的见证真是充满了圣灵的力量。
And how the word of God changed every situation.
上帝的话语在每个人生命当中带来巨大的改变。
From healing really sick bodies.
医治人的身体。
To restoring broken relationships.
重建家庭关系。
Isn't that the greatest tonight?
这是多么伟大的上帝。
Wow, so beautiful. I wonder if they would all, you would ask them all to come up here and just stand so we can pray for each and every one of them.
请中国的弟兄姐妹到台前来，我们会为你们献上特别的祝福和祷告。
And Nancy, thank you so much. Isn't she wonderful? So wonderful. Come stand right here and face that way. Come right here. Maybe some ladies would come down. Turn face that way. And just lay your hand on them. Let's pray. Some men too. Ryan, Brad, come on up. Wayne and Shawnee, come on down. Cheryl, come on. Stretch out your hand to them. Father, we thank you.For the gifts that you sent to us tonight.
为着你所带来的我们这些弟兄姐妹，我们献上。
We pray your blessing over their lives tonight.
我们祷告，愿主你大大的恩典赐福给每一位弟兄姐妹。
For you to continually use them.
愿你大大的使用他们。
And bless them.
祝福他们的生活、工作、身体。
And protect each one of them.
也保守他们。
For your glory and for your honor.
为着你的荣耀，为着你的国度。
Thank you, God, that you sent them here.
感谢主，你带领他们到这里来。
May the remainder of their trip.
求主你纪念他们的脚中，他们付出的辛劳。
Be beautiful.
愿他们的脚中成为佳美。
We bless them now.
我们奉主的名祝福
他们。We bless them now.
我们要奉主的名祝福他们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督得胜的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Give them another big God bless you.
愿上帝祝福大家。
Listen, before you leave, if you'd like to, come down, say hi to them. Just
我们可以
shake their hand. Everybody understands love, okay?
I remember you.
I love you. Go in His grace tonight.